I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have Bob McCaffrey, President of the Delaware Photographic Society. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, Guillermina.
My gosh, I couldn't wait to have you in the program after this fantastic 83rd exhibition that you're going to give us some details. But let me first by congratulating you and your peers in having a fantastic exhibition. Great, great things. Now, let's go to the, for the sake of the exercise, if you will, Bob, could you please give the mission of the organization and generals a little bit of the history associated, if you will?
Right. The mission of the Delaware Photographic Society is to encourage and develop interest in photography in all phases, from a pastime to a fine art, by providing regular meetings at which the members and the public may hear and meet leaders in the photographic field, mm-hmm. exchange ideas and information, and receive and provide instruction and exhibit their work. Mm-hmm. The second part of our mission statement is to sponsor the annual Wilmington International Exhibition of Photography mm-hmm. for the education and enjoyment of the community.
And certainly enjoyment of the community. I'm part of that community.
Absolutely.
And deeply enjoyed. Well, I have to confess that I felt compelled to buy one of those. I couldn't help it.
Yes, I'm glad. This is actually the first year that we have ever offered prints for sale at the exhibition.
Well, there you go.
And it was a success beyond our wildest imagination.
It was a brilliant idea.
We sold a large amount of prints. This year, for the first time, we asked people sending in prints for the exhibition uh-huh. if they would be willing to donate them, that they may be sold with the proceeds going to the society mm-hmm. for the purchase of frames and things we need to put on this exhibition.
Right. And it was terrific, really nice. Now, when it comes to you've been there, for how long have you been related to the Delaware Photographic Society?
Myself personally,
yes.
I've been a member of the society for about 8 years now.
There you go. So what changes have you seen from that moment when you joined to now? So
from when I joined, uh-huh. Not a great deal of changes. I think there's a little bit more emphasis on digital images, which mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. Projected or looked at on a computer as opposed to prints, but we still have a large component of print photography going on within our organization, although now it's pretty much all digital mm-hmm. capture instead mm-hmm. of film.
And there are several categories that got my attention that I was not particularly aware of. I took a picture and I was tweeting from the spot, and it got the attention of more than one. One that clearly was not like something was taken directly, but it was the artistry of the photographer in this case. Tell us about the different categories and why are they conceived that way.
Well, that particular image you're referring to would be what would be called a creative image or altered mm-hmm. reality, in which a photographer may take elements of various photographs and put mm-hmm. them together in different ways. Mm-hmm. It all has to be done photographically, but it's done in a computer, put together in an image processing program. Mm-hmm. Primarily Photoshop is the mm-hmm. one that is most used. In the exhibit, we have actually six sections, which I'll explain briefly. The first is large color print. Mm-hmm. The second is large monochrome print. We say monochrome instead of black and white because they can be toned or tinted like a sepia tone or mm-hmm. some other mm-hmm. colors. We have small color prints, which are up to 8.5 by 12. Mm-hmm. We have a projected image section, which is considered an open category, which I'll explain momentarily. Mm-hmm. And then we have two sections in photojournalism. A photojournalism image is one that has a human interest or something that might be in a magazine or newspaper, mm-hmm. As opposed to a fine art photograph. We have there prints and small prints and projected images also. Mm-hmm. But in the open categories, which are the large prints and small prints, everything but photojournalism, anything goes. The subject can be anything. It can be taken any time. And heavy manipulation like the creative image you're talking about is mm-hmm. permitted.
There you go. Now, tell me your concept of photography like many artists. vary depending on the individual. It's subject to perception, if you will.
Correct.
And there's differences between what normal individuals, lay people, think about photography and those who know, like you, perceive about being a real photographer. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a difficult question. The art of photography, of course, is very subjective, and it runs from anything from snapshots of your family up to what we would call fine art photography.
What is that? What is that concept of fine art photography?
That's a good question, and it does not have a precise definition.
You tell me what you guys perceive as such.
We perceive it as high-end, where, of course, technical excellence is a given.
Okay.
And the subject matter can vary greatly from portraiture to ballerinas to nature. We have a lot of excellent nature photographers in our organization. And just the fact that it's well composed, the prints are made up in exhibition style, shall we say, for lack of a better term.
In occasions when I talk to photographers, they say, he's got a good eye. In my ignorance, I have to say that it looks nice to me, but clearly don't necessarily know what they mean by good eye.
Typically a good eye, I think, it's very hard to describe, but someone who has an appreciation for what looks good in the frame, as we say. Mm-hmm. The elements are composed in a interesting manner, so forth, and obviously that varies widely perception of the individual.
Right.
And we see this in our club competitions, and of course in the big competition, the Wilmington International, in which all the images go through a judging process, and you find wide variety between what the different judges like.
Right.
But it's all subjective, and there's that's the way it has to be. You can't really give points to a photograph for composition.
Right.
It's not measurable.
Right. And it's subjective in many occasions, like most of art.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of it.
Yes.
Now, you have international pictures coming and international judges.
Yes.
Do you see a difference in between what locals and non-locals appreciate from, say, audience standpoint and maybe from the judges' standpoint?
I think there's some regional differences, but they're not great.
Okay.
We found this year, because we had the blizzard on our judging day, we had to substitute two local judges for some that were coming in from actually within the country, but from a further distance that could not make it.
Mm-hmm.
And along with those was a judge from Hong Kong and one from Singapore. Mm. And we found their scores were very much in line. Great differences.
Not very much. Oh, there you go. Well, that tells you that there's somehow generics or things that people in general appreciate.
Yes.
Now, from an audience standpoint, what are the things that people like, Bob? What are the things that they tell you this is, or you've noticed that people tends to gravitate to?
Again, that varies greatly with the individual. In this current exhibit, we had, obviously, as you saw, a very wide variety of subjects.
Indeed.
And it's just what people like. Some are attracted to the creative image that you like. Some are attracted to the nature images, wildlife. We have quite a few of the wildlife images displayed. Others are scenics, landscapes, and some wonderful portraiture.
Mm-hmm.
But what one person likes is not everybody's cup of tea.
True. And I remember seeing some of those that made you think.
Mm-hmm.
Some others were like the composition were, I would say, visually attractive with no message, if you will, but just pleasing the senses. Some others were plainly ugly, I guess, in the sense that the photographer wanted to demonstrate maybe a point. Not that it's ugly as such, but not necessarily that nice, if you will.
Right. We probably see that more in photojournalism, where people will depict scenes of poverty and so forth.
Uh-huh.
That can be actually a little disturbing at times.
Kind of. But it's okay. I mean,
it's about
challenging the viewer in a way.
Correct. Correct.
There were some others. I was particularly attracted this time around by the monochrome. When you have the capacity, let me put this way, and tell me if I'm correct or maybe not. When you have the capacity with less color to convey a message of some sort, then you might have that kind of eye that you're referring to at the beginning of the program, don't you think?
I agree. Sometimes color can actually detract from an image.
Mm-hmm.
And in black and white, you're more likely to notice the lines and
mm-hmm.
spatial layout of the objects, whatever is in the image.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very, very effective, obviously. Some images, like if you wanted an image of a sunset, they're fairly lost in black and white. However, there was one very beautiful image of a sunrise in black and white in the
mm-hmm.
exhibit.
Mm-hmm. We have to continue talking about the fantastic 83rd exhibition for the Delaware Photographic Society. But let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Our guest today is Bob McCaffrey, president of the Delaware Photographic Society. And the topic today is indeed their 83rd exhibition, but more than that, is talking about the organization, and it's got a long history, Bob. It's not like you guys were born yesterday, necessarily.
No, we were not. We've been around a while. We were actually started as the Delaware Camera Club on January 31st of 1931, which makes us...
And what was the reason for the creation of the organization?
I'm sorry, what was the
reason? What was the reason for the creation of the organization?
Well, it was a forum for people to get together and discuss photographic techniques, to display their prints, to exchange ideas.
Mm-hmm.
More or less the same as we do now.
You're pretty consistent.
Yeah, I should hope so. Yes, indeed. It was originally started with 11 people, and today we have about 220 because we've actually gained several new members over the last week. Normally at the exhibition, we gain some new members.
Well, good for you.
So we're proud of that. If anyone is interested, our website is www.DelawarePhotographicSociety.org, mm-hmm. and you can learn more about us there, and there's a link to join.
There you go. And so let's go back to where we left the conversation on the artist side, and I'm appealing to your expertise because I'm not by any stretch of the imagination an expert on photography. I think my smartphone makes the trick for tweeting purposes and the likes, but you guys are the experts.
There's being some amazing work done with smartphones these days.
I agree, but it's not necessarily like the artistry that you guys displayed when I had the chance to go to the exhibition. Now, talking about the exhibition again, Bob, you were mentioning the judges and the likes. How mm-hmm. do you guys, what do you see or what do you need to see in those judges so everything is judged objectively?
Well, that's difficult. We pick our judges from the photographic community, both professional mm-hmm. and amateur.
I see.
There is an organization, the Photographic Society of America, which is a large organization, which was founded in 1934, and Delaware mm-hmm. Camera Club was one of the charter members.
Mm-hmm.
And we take some of our judges from that organization, from some international organizations that may also be affiliated with PSA in one way or another. Our exhibition is sanctioned by the Photographic Society of America, as they do many worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And one is actually, our exhibit is one of the largest ones.
Right.
And that's where we get our judges. Sometimes from the local community for photojournalism, we sometimes get newspaper photographers.
I see.
And this year we were honored to have Father Don Dahl from Omaha, who's a Jesuit priest actually, but he does a lot of work with the Native Americans and has photographed for National Geographic.
Well, there you go. Solid panel.
Yeah.
It's not like I go there and I win. It's not the case. Now, trends. Tell us. You are the expert on the field, and the Delaware Photographic Society mm-hmm. can tell us what's happening out there. So tell us about trends, Bob. What do you perceive happening in photography across America, if you will, and in the world?
Well, obviously, photography is becoming more popular than ever, and mm-hmm. part of that is because of the availability of smartphones. Everybody's a photographer these days in one way or another. Mm-hmm. What I see happening is the quality of what we see in our club exhibition or club competitions and in the exhibition is the quality is getting better every year.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, our tools have become much better. Obviously, there's a new digital camera coming on the market practically every day, it seems.
Yes.
And almost all the photography we see these days is done digitally, although there's a few people still working with film.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the software used to process the images is getting better and mm-hmm. better mm-hmm. all the time, and are the equipment that prints the photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Improving. So we see some really great quality images,
well, the sky's
great
the
quality
limit.
Prints mm-hmm. Coming out.
There you go.
Obviously, the move from film to digital, which began around early the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
The crossover point for quality probably 2004 to 2006 mm-hmm. in that area. And it's only gotten better since.
There you go. Now, coming back to the Delaware Photographic Society, what programs do you have that you would like to share with the public so they either call you, join, or
Well, we meet almost every Monday night, mm-hmm. September through May.
Mm-hmm.
Our meetings are held in the Hokesson area, Cokesbury Village,
mm-hmm.
726 Loveville Road. We have education meetings on the first Monday of the month, usually a projected image competition. The second Monday, the third Monday is a print competition.
Mm-hmm.
And the last Monday of the month, we have what we call a program night, which is an outside speaker.
Mm-hmm.
We bring those in five or six times a year.
Mm.
Last Monday, we had John Barclay, who's mm-hmm. a photographer from Bucks County. And coming up on March 28th, we will have Charles Glatzer, who's a Canon Explorer of Light, and he will speak on the Comprehensive Wildlife Photographer
mm-hmm.
programs at 7:30 in the Cokesbury Auditorium. We do publicize these meetings. They are free and open to the public.
So you just have to go there and spend some time. How long does it take? I mean, is it for an hour? Maybe
usually around about an hour and a half. We usually try to finish up with the program nights about 9 o'clock or shortly thereafter. Some of our competition nights can run longer.
There you go. Now, assume that I go there for the first time in my life and I have no idea, maybe taking pictures here and there with the smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take me as your pupil, sort of speak? How do I begin exploring the real world of photography with you?
Well, first off, you would come to one of our meetings and you'd look at some of the mm-hmm. images that you see up there and you say, oh, my.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we do have that with some new members. They get actually a little intimidated. But with a little work, they can come up to that level very easily.
Mm-hmm.
For raw beginners in photography, mm-hmm. we do have some outside education classes in the fall. We have a 10-week class at the Claymont Community Center that we present on for beginning photography. We subtitle it Everything You Wanted to Know About Digital Photography, But We're Afraid to Ask. And that's been very popular. Last month, one of our members and I presented a class at Boscov's Christiana for beginning photographers.
Mm.
That was a 4-week condensed version.
Oh, okay.
And right now we're running a course on post-processing using Adobe Photoshop Elements for beginners,
mm.
also in Claymont.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some outside programs. As I say, the first Monday of the month is our education meeting in which mm-hmm. we present an educational topic.
Mm-hmm.
It varies in the levels,
mm-hmm.
But it's always interesting.
Always. And let's assume that I like the one that I like, the E-grad.
Yes.
And that's my topic, sort of speak. Do you pair me with an expert maybe so he or she takes me under his, her wing to kind of explore that particular photography type?
That varies from individual to individual, but yes, we can do that to some extent, depending on the availability of someone who has the time and interest that can do
right.
that.
Right. So how do you see plans for the future for the Delaware Photographic Society? What do you envision happening? Would you like to share?
We're continuing as we have done for a few years with our program. I hope we're going to have some more exhibits. One of the things our members have is an opportunity to exhibit their photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Currently, we have an exhibit at Longwood Gardens on Longwood Orchids. We have a rotating exhibit at the Helen Graham Cancer Center Library, and I have a meeting in a couple of weeks with the Delaware Natural History Museum to do some exhibits there. We had an exhibit at the Grand last year, and in this case, members can usually submit their prints. We don't take them all, but they're judged or selected.
There you go. And for those who are listening right now, it probably be important for you to know that you can have access to the Delaware Photographic Society. So, Bob, if you're so kind, could you please share again the website and contact information?
Absolutely. It's www.DelawarePhotographicSociety.org. Delaware Photographic Society is all one word.
There
you can find contact information and so forth.
Do you guys have a phone number or mainly through the website?
It's mainly through the website, but I will give you my number because it's the one on the website. And that's 302-475-9693. And you can also email me at president@DelawarePhotographicSociety.org.
And with that, we have just a few seconds enough for me to thank you again, Bob, for your time today, for a fantastic exhibition. So I hope you consider those listening next time around. Keep track of the Delaware Photographic Society because they're switching and moving the days a little bit to help with the weather. So it's important to keep that in mind. Bob, thanks again for your time today, and hopefully you're going to come back sometime.
Thank you, Gary. And I'd just like to say the exhibit next year will open on April 2nd.
Well, there you go. April 2nd. Please pencil that in.
And all our meetings are open to guests anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.